Welcome to our deep dive today.
Oh, it's great to be here.
We're going to be exploring faith as a source of strength, especially, you know, when we hit those rough patches in life.
Yeah, that's something we all deal with at some point, right?
Exactly.
Finding strength in tough times.
And our jumping off point is this first episode of a podcast.
Okay.
It's called Spirituality and Resilience. Faith as a Source of Strength.
Catchy title.
We're going to pull out the good stuff, the key insights.
Love it.
Practical things that people can actually use.
Practical, that's the key.
And it doesn't matter what your background is.
Right.
Or your beliefs right now.
Exactly. There's something here for everyone, I think.
So this episode we're looking at, it starts off with a powerful image.
It does.
From the book of Psalms.
It uses a verse from Psalms, yeah.
It's Psalm 46.
46.1.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
It's such a powerful image, right?
It really is.
When you stop and you think about those words.
It evokes a sense of security.
It's like finding shelter from a storm, isn't it?
It is.
That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, finding that safe haven.
Exactly.
When everything around you is chaotic.
Yeah, so, you know, it's easy to skim over those words, but when you really let them sink in.
It's a powerful reminder that faith isn't just this feel-good concept.
Right, right.
You know, it can be an active force.
Absolutely, a sort of refuge, a foundation to lean on when everything feels uncertain.
So it's not just about seeking comfort.
No, it's about finding unwavering support.
That enables us to face challenges head on.
And with a renewed sense of strength.
Exactly.
I think that's such a key idea here.
It is.
To approach these things with a renewed sense of strength.
And the episode, you know, they use an example.
Yeah.
To really bring this idea home.
Of a guy named James.
James.
He was in his early 30s.
Oh, wow.
And he received a severe illness diagnosis.
I mean, can you imagine?
It's a life-altering kind of thing to happen.
Yeah, at such a young age.
Exactly.
You know, I can only imagine.
Of course.
It would be completely natural to just feel like utter despair.
Right, and that was his initial reaction, absolutely.
But what I find so interesting is that the episode explains how James's faith didn't erase the difficulty.
Right, it wasn't a magic wand.
No.
It didn't just make everything go away.
Right.
It was about how his faith actually changed how he approached his illness.
It's like it gave him this newfound sense of purpose.
Yes, a way to find meaning, even in the midst of all this pain and uncertainty.
It really shows how faith can help us see things differently.
Yes, it can shift our perspective.
Even in the darkest times.
It can help us find opportunities for growth and resilience in places we never thought possible.
It's like faith provides a new lens.
That's a great way to put it.
Through which we can view our challenges.
It's like, yeah, a new lens, absolutely.
And it's fascinating because we go from this image of a refuge.
Yeah.
To this idea of faith helping us discover
a deeper meaning.
Even in those painful experiences.
Yeah. It's incredible how it can work that way.
And the episode actually connects this to another really thought-provoking verse.
It does.
It's from 2 Corinthians 12.9.
Oh, that's a good one.
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
It's a powerful reminder that we don't have to have it all together.
We don't always have to be strong.
No, and sometimes, you know, we forget that it's okay to acknowledge our limitations.
Right, we get caught up.
Absolutely. Trying to be superhuman.
Yeah, trying to do it all.
But this verse tells us that it's okay to not have all the answers.
To embrace our vulnerabilities.
Yes, and to be open to receiving strength from something bigger than ourselves.
Because we don't have to do it alone.
We don't.
And it reminds me of a story about a woman named Sarah who went through a really painful divorce.
Oh, wow.
And she shared that it was her faith that gave her the strength to put her life back together.
That's amazing.
One piece at a time.
One piece at a time.
And even when she felt incredibly vulnerable.
Right, because divorce is a very vulnerable time.
It is.
For anybody.
She said her reliance on faith.
Yeah.
Helped her tap into an inner strength.
That she didn't even know she had.
That she never knew she had.
It's amazing how faith can do that.
Isn't it?
It's like this hidden reservoir of strength inside of us.
And we don't even realize it's there.
Until you need it.
If we really need it.
And then it's like, boom, there it is.
And Sarah's story really resonated with me because,
yeah,
you know, so many people have faced similar challenges.
Right. It's a story that resonates with a lot of people.
It really highlights how faith can be that guiding force.
Yes, that steady hand that leads us through those tough times.
The tough times.
The turbulent waters, so to speak.
And giving us the strength to keep going.
Even when we feel like we can't take another step.
It's like when you reach that point of utter exhaustion.
Yeah, when you're running on fumes
Right.
and you feel like you just can't go any further.
And then somehow you find this unexpected surge of energy.
You find that resilience you didn't know you had.
Could that be faith at work?
I think it absolutely could be.
Yeah.
It's that ability to draw strength from something larger than ourselves
That source of power.
that helps us transcend our perceived limitations.
It's like we're tapping into something much bigger.
Exactly, something beyond our understanding.
And speaking of transcending limitations, there's this incredibly inspiring image
Oh, I love this one.
in Isaiah 40:31,
Yes, it's beautiful.
which says, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint."
I mean, talk about powerful imagery.
It's breathtaking, isn't it?
It
To
is.
soar on wings like eagles.
It's like rising above our challenges, finding that inner strength to keep going.
Even when the road ahead seems long and difficult.
Yes, even when it feels impossible.
And, I think it's so interesting how hope is woven into this idea of finding strength through faith.
It's an integral part of it, for sure.
It's like having that unwavering belief that things will eventually get better.
Even when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel,
Right.
you know it's there.
You just know it's there.
That's hope.
That's hope.
And it fuels our resilience.
And it gives us that determination to keep moving forward.
Yes, with a sense of purpose, knowing that we're not alone in this journey.
So we've talked about how faith can be a refuge, a perspective shifter,
And a source of hope and renewal.
and renewal.
It's amazing how many different ways faith can support us.
But I'm curious about the practical side of things.
Right. How do we actually cultivate this kind of faith in our lives?
That's a great question.
It is. And luckily, the podcast offers some really practical suggestions for building a solid foundation of faith.
Okay, I'm ready.
First up, they emphasize the importance of daily reflection and prayer.
You know, it sounds simple enough.
It does, but it's so easy to let those moments slip away in our busy
Yeah, it
lives.
really is.
But even dedicating a few minutes each day to connect with your faith can make a world of difference.
It's about creating space for stillness, for listening to that inner voice.
Yes, and nurturing that connection with something larger than yourself.
They also talk about journaling, specifically about how faith has helped you through past challenges.
I love that idea, actually.
I can see how reflecting on those experiences could be incredibly empowering.
Absolutely. By writing down those moments when you felt strength through faith, you're essentially creating a tangible record of your own resilience.
Like building a case file of evidence
Exactly.
that reminds you that you can overcome adversity.
It's like saying, hey, look, I've been through tough times before, and my faith helped me through them. I can do this again.
That's like having your own personal pep talk.
Exactly. A pep talk from your past self, reminding you of your own strength.
I love that.
Me too. And another key practice they highlight is prayer.
Prayer, yeah.
It's not just about asking for things,
Right?
but about nurturing that relationship with a higher power.
It's about seeking guidance, drawing strength from that connection.
Exactly.
And they suggest using specific verses from the Bible as starting
Oh,
points,
that's a good tip.
like Isaiah 40:31.
The one about soaring on eagle's wings.
Yeah, that powerful image of renewed strength.
Imagine yourself embodying that verse,
Rising above the challenges.
asking for that strength, that ability to overcome.
And they also mentioned Psalm 46:1.
That reminder of God as our refuge.
Yeah, finding shelter and peace.
Visualizing those verses can make them so much more impactful.
It's like you're bringing them to life.
Engaging your imagination, your heart, your mind.
So we've got daily reflection, prayer, journaling.
Right.
What else do they suggest for building that solid foundation of faith?
They talk about the importance of finding a community
A
of
community,
like-minded individuals.
people who share your values, your beliefs.
Exactly. People who can support you on your faith journey.
It's like having a team of cheerleaders
I love that analogy.
who understand your struggles and encourage you along the way.
It makes such a difference.
Whether it's a church group, a Bible study, or even just close friends who share your faith.
Yeah, finding that sense of belonging.
No, you're not alone.
And it's not just about receiving support, it's about giving it too.
Being there for others.
Exactly. Lifting each other up, celebrating each other's victories.
Being that source of strength and encouragement.
It's a collective journey.
We're all in this together.
Absolutely.
And the podcast reminds us that building a foundation of faith is a process.
It's not about instant transformation.
It's not about being perfect.
No, it's about taking small steps,
Being patient with yourself.
showing up each day. being open to learning and growing.
And recognizing that doubts and questions are part of the journey.
They're natural.
It's about embracing the journey.
Imperfections and all.
Giving yourself grace when you stumble.
Exactly. It's not about being perfect. It's about being real.
Approaching your faith with curiosity, humility.
And a willingness to explore, to question, to go deeper.
It sounds like a lifelong endeavor.
It is a continuous process of seeking, growing, connecting.
And it makes me think of the stories of Corrie ten Boom and Martin Luther King Jr.
Those are powerful examples.
Of how faith can inspire not just endurance, but action.
Courageous action.
Corrie ten Boom's unwavering faith during her imprisonment.
In a Nazi concentration camp.
It's a testament to the human spirit.
To finding strength and hope, even in the darkest of circumstances.
And Martin Luther King Jr.'s commitment to justice and equality.
Fueled by his deep faith.
It reminds us that faith can be a catalyst for change.
For making the world a better place.
Their stories are so inspiring.
They show us that faith isn't just about enduring hardship.
It's about finding the courage to act.
To make a difference.
No matter how big or small.
Exactly. We all have the potential to create positive change.
So just to recap.
Okay.
We've talked about daily reflection and prayer, journaling about your experiences with faith, finding a supportive community.
And approaching your faith with curiosity, humility, and grace.
And how these practices can lead to extraordinary strength and resilience.
Absolutely.
But these are just starting points.
The beauty of faith is that it's a personal journey.
It unfolds in unique ways for each individual.
It's about finding what resonates with you, what nourishes your soul.
What empowers you to live a more meaningful life.
And sometimes it's about letting your faith inspire you to step outside your comfort zone.
To make a positive impact on the world.
Exactly.
And on that note, I think it's time for our final thoughts. So as we wrap up our deep dive today into faith as a source of strength, I'm just in awe of how something so personal can be so universally empowering.
It's really incredible, isn't it?
It is.
We've talked about how faith can be a refuge, a way to shift our perspective, a source of hope, renewal, even a catalyst for courageous action.
It's amazing.
But before we go,
I
want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's a question, really. Inspired by those stories we talked about, Corrie ten Boom and Martin Luther King Jr.
All right, lay it on me.
How can faith inspire you not just to endure hardship, but to actually act?
To take action.
With courage, with purpose.
To make a difference.
In your own life and in the world.
Wow, that's powerful.
It's not just about finding inner strength.
Right.
It's about using it.
To create positive change.
Exactly.
To stand up for what you believe in.
Mm-hmm. To make the world a better place.
It's like, you know, when you throw a pebble in a pond.
Yeah.
And those ripples spread out.
Love that image.
Even the smallest act of kindness or generosity or courage can have a ripple effect.
That's beautiful and so true.
We all have the potential to create those ripples.
And our faith can be the wind in our sails.
Propelling us forward.
Guiding us towards a life with purpose.
So, as you go about your week,
think
about that question. How can your faith inspire you to act with courage and purpose?
What small steps can you take today?
To make a difference.
In your life and in the world around you.
And remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about embracing the journey.
With all its imperfections.
Letting your faith be your guide.
To a life filled with meaning, resilience.
And action.
To something bigger than ourselves.
Well said.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
On this incredible deep dive into the power of faith.
It really has.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights.
We've had a great time exploring this with you.
And to all of you listening, until next time.
Keep the faith.
Keep diving deep and keep exploring.